Cynthia. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say ho.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. People. Cut Master Swift down your throat. Shouting.
Solutions left but on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ain't getting hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dicks. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to buy their bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. Giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken chow. Main, mini, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuff and claim the dame? Hey, my main thing. Got my last name. Yeah.
Our shit might be a little messed up. We might be having a little technical difficulties for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
We've been doing pretty good here lately. But anyways, welcome to our show. Welcome to our show. GL, what's up, bro?
What's up, man? First of all, let's get to talk, man. How your week been, man? I had a fucked up week, but how yours been?
A fucked up week? No, my week been fine, man. The weather was good. That temperature dropped like a motherfucker, didn't it?
Hell yeah, my areolas was fucked up waking early in the morning. I was like, what the fuck going on? I woke up, got in that old hot, funky-ass mail truck of mine. It was just a long and sad day. You know, it's just, it rained, then it wind like I got chased by a dog, a filthy, funky dog. And then ain't no lie, I got chased. I fell in the leaves. Let me tell you something. Leaves ain't your motherfucking friend. Because when they get wet, they slippery than the motherfucker. Let me tell you something. If you got a woman in your life, you want her pussy to be like some slippery leaves. You know what I mean? Because that's some wet ass shit. You ain't never.
Sound like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
That's like eating a bowl of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like shit, man. I worked 6 days this week. It was just, man, it's all fucked up, man. But anyway, tell the how your week went, man.
Not bad, man. Just they working my ass to death. You know what? Every time I go to work and I realize I don't want to be there, it made me think, man, like, is it time? You know what? Let me say this. Did the Illuminati reach out to you this week yet, man?
They ain't reached out to me yet, man.
Don't be fucking lying to me.
You still here, ain't you?
So you mean I got to get sacrificed?
Doc, you got to go. No, I'm just saying.
Man. Oh, hey, if the Illuminati ain't reached out to me yet, then I ain't happy.
I know, man. I want them to come look, tell me who I got to kill. I'm waiting on
them. We all got some expendable cousins anyway, man.
Yeah.
Somebody that we ain't seen too recently. They can go.
Tyrone? Oh, shit. I ain't seen them since 2006. Let them die.
Oh, man. Gio, what you got to tell us today about Jaheim? What the hell happened with him and Charlamagne?
Well, see, hey, y'all seen the haircut of Jaheim's new hairdo?
Y'all even remember who that is? Y'all remember Jaheim, that dude? He
was good, though.
He had a few good songs. He kind of always looked a little feminine to me. I couldn't tell if he was singing to men or women, but.
Hey, Jaheim is singing with that big-ass nose. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm talking
a
about
bell pepper nose, like you say.
Yeah, he got a super fucking ding dong nose. I'm for real. His nose look like a clit on an elephant. Have you ever seen a clit on an elephant? I know you probably ain't, but you know it's big. You know what I'm saying?
I can assume it's big.
So it's fucking up. But that his hair look like your grandma's wig that sit on top of the her filing cabinet in her bedroom. So that's the kind of haircut he got. And Charlamagne made him donkey the other day because he had a fucking perm with a big nose and a fucked up edge. So he got mad and said he was going to come down there to the Breakfast Club and beat Charlamagne ass and talk about his hairdo child. To me, that sounds like that's a woman shit. Don't you think so?
It sounds like it to me.
I ain't never just wanted to fight a man because if your ass fucked up, your ass fucked up this time. Don't go back. Cut it off.
Y'all, you know, one thing we have to do, we going to have to start. I don't know. Hey, I'm asking the people right now, man. We done heard a few people that we should do the show, you know, video live. Maybe Facebook live or just start showing the visual. Because, like, some of the stuff that they be talking about, I just want to flash on screen. Like, if y'all seen his hair, man, y'all would get it. That shit look like a... I can't even explain it.
I'm telling you.
Like, the 90s look like a damn S-curl with a...
It looked like a black mop.
A black mop.
Yeah. That just got wrung out. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, fans and people support us, man. Y'all let us know if we should do the show, you know, video or whatever. You know, I think we gonna end up doing that eventually.
Yeah. I'm trying to get the the shit set up where everybody say that I don't know why the fuck y'all want to see me for, because half y'all bitches don't want to see me in person, because none of my side hoes don't want to see me tonight time. Now what you want to look at me during the show for? But anywho, we're going to go live for y'all. We'll be live. We just going to say, we're going to be live before December 1st. What I mean by live is visual live. You'll be able to look at me. I'll be able to look at you, hopefully. I might get some naked photos from one of y'all out here or something. That's what I'm rooting for.
Snapchat me that pussy.
Snapchat me that pussy. Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Man, I think that's a good idea. I think with our audience starting to grow, that'll be something that people appreciate, man. We try to, you know, like I say every week, man, we trying to have an interactive show. So if y'all have something y'all want to talk about with us, if y'all, you know, want to put in your 2 cents, go ahead and call that number, 215-383-5878. And you can reach us that way. And we'll let you in. And we ain't mean no more. We was only mean the first episode because GL asshole and I was drunk. So we ain't mean like that no more, man. We done toned it down. We still gonna, you know,
tone it down, cause I'm back, bitch. I'm back.
Don't sugarcoat shit, huh?
I ain't sugarcoat shit.
I hear that, but y'all, I definitely appreciate our day one listeners, man. Everybody listening to our voice, y'all tell somebody, man.
Shout out to all my homeboys that say they gonna listen, but fuck y'all. I hope whatever the fuck you doing right now, you ain't having fun. And shout out to all the people that do listen, that's going to tell me that they're going to listen, that always listen. The same people hit me up and say, man, I enjoyed the shit. So when I do climb to the motherfucking top, believe me, you might not be at the top with me, but you're going to be in arm's reach, if you feel what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, like I told people, man, if y'all, the people who don't, everybody don't get a chance to listen to the show live. But, you know, y'all can catch the replay from time to whenever y'all have time. And y'all normally do hit me up and tell me what y'all thought about the show. I appreciate the positive feedback. So I had one of my homeboys hit me up and suggested something he wanted us to talk about. And I said, if y'all let us know, we'll do it. So this is me showing the proof. You know, I don't know if he probably don't care about his name. My homeboy Clinton, he was like, hey, man, have y'all did a show on Mumble Rap yet? I said, man, I think we might have mentioned it, but we didn't really have a little segment about it. So, you know, I feel like, you know, I do a little research and see what it is. If y'all don't know what mumble rap is, mumble rap is when rappers mumble incoherent, absolute garbage for an entire album or track. You're just destroying rap and the genre, disgracing black people as a whole.
Yeah. Like,
y'all know, you know, the people that do it, you know, Young Thug, Fetty do it, Fetty Wap or whatever, Chief Keef.
Who's the king of it, y'all?
Who's the king of it? Who you think? I'm going to tell you. I mean, who I think. Who you think the king of?
The king of it is, I hate to say it, but I like him. It's Future.
Future?
He the king. He invented it. And designer right behind. Tumma, Tina. You can't tell me you like that bullshit.
No, it's terrible, man. Like, when I was doing some research, man, if y'all, you know, I don't even want to punish y'all to hear this shit, but y'all might like it. Hell, y'all might. I went ahead and looked at XXL's freshman 2016 cipher.
Ooh, boy, I thought you said something else. What? I thought you said XNXX. Ooh! Real cipher. But anyway, that's another subject. Go ahead. My bad.
I listened to that, man, and I tried my best. You know, I did listen to the whole thing because I just wanted to see. I wish I had wrote down all the people that was in it. But I remember seeing
I can tell you a couple. I remember
who was in it.
Lil Yachty, you know him?
Yeah.
He was on it.
Kodak Black.
Kodak Ugly.
Lil Uzi Vert.
That and it was
21 something.
Young Ma.
Who? Young. That ain't the one I seen. She wasn't in it. But 21 Savage. What was it? Was it 21 what?
Yeah, I thought
that's name.
Yeah, 21 Savage, yeah.
Yeah, they was in it, and I listened to all of them rap. And I was like, man, I hope one of them is decent, because y'all represent the whole, you know, the youth movement. And that really just let me ask this question. So since I personally don't like it, and I tried to at least give it a shot, does that mean we too old? Does this generation is different now?
No. That mean that shit just sucked. I used to rap. Well, I still do consider myself a rapper. One day I might get on this bitch and start spitting some bars. Shout out to the Unknown Truth. We still unknown, but we coming for your ass. You get what I'm saying? But I never was that guy that ever just, I pick up to what's good. You get what I mean? I get credit what's credit, and the shit ain't good. Like, I can't listen to that shit, man.
Go ahead.
Obviously, all the motherfuckers do is just mumbling and riding a nice ass beat.
We almost forget what's name to the other side of the group that was Migos.
Yeah, at least I can understand some of the shit they saying. They ain't worse than these. They bad, but they ain't worse than the new motherfuckers.
They be chanting. You know what I'm saying? So you got to realize, you know, I think the thing about it is we can't really say that it, we can say it sucked, but the difference between now and then, it's because there's always been whack rap. There's motherfuckers that suck, one-hit wonders, and all that shit. But we always had a balance.
Yeah.
To where, for every, you know, who sucked back in the day? Who was this terrible rapper back in the day? Just name a song that was just terrible back in the early 2000s or the 90s or whatever.
Early 2000s.
Just something that sucked.
You put me right on the spot.
I know I should have wrote something down for it.
I can't just think.
But forever one hit wonder, somebody who was terrible or whatever, Bow Wow whole first album or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We had like Outkast and Goody Mob and people, you know, go further back, Tribe Called Quest, and just people who had something to say. So it balanced out the people that sucked. But now, it's such an abundance of these terrible mumble rappers that you ain't got but one Kendrick Lamar. You ain't got but one J. Cole.
Yeah.
They can't go against all these motherfuckers by themselves.
And it's funny, the mumble rap people the one be selling out concerts. You rather go see the mumble rap than go see Kendrick Lamar. I don't get it, but it ain't me.
So whose fault is it that's this type of rap, that these people are popular now? Whose fault is it?
Future.
It's Future's fault?
He started it.
I'm going to take it further back than that, because you got to really think. First of all, it's two parts to it. One, anybody who listen to the mumble raps, you know you don't know what the fuck they saying. So what do you say? Oh, it's the beat. It's a fire-ass beat.
Yeah.
And who started that shit? Lil Jon.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Lil Jon was the first person to where it didn't matter what the fuck you were saying, because that beat was tight as fuck.
Yeah.
And he would be chanting, fuck, shit, damn, fuck. So, yeah, we can say him. He sucked as a rapper.
Yeah, he did.
But his beats were so fire, it didn't matter. So
I consider him more of a producer, though.
But he still was a rapper.
You're right.
So he made it cool to not be talking about shit, as long as your beat's tight. So it's his fault, and I hate to say it, another person's fault it is, because you gotta sit there and think, our people that we grew up listening to, they were inspired by Tupac, they're inspired by Biggie, they're inspired by Jay-Z, they wanted to be like them. So this generation, who do you think they wanted to be like?
Who, Soulja Boy?
Yeah, who do you think he wanted to be like? They wanted to be like Lil Wayne. So they inspired, this whole generation, for the most part, inspired by Lil Wayne. So don't get me wrong, Lil Wayne can spit, But hey, half the no cylinders, nine minutes. You know what I'm saying? He mumbled a lot too. He can spit. I ain't gonna say Lil Wayne can't rap. But half his shit is mumbling too.
Yeah.
So that's probably who they seen do that shit.
Cause if like Lil Young Thug say, I said Lil Young Thug, he say his favorite rapper is Lil Wayne. All the motherfuckers look up to Lil Wayne. So yeah, I get it.
And they don't have no respect for the OG.
Nah, man.
You see, he went. Which one was it? Not Lil Uzi. What's the other motherfucker with the red hair?
That's Lil Yachty, ain't
it? Lil Yachty.
That's Lil Yachty.
He got on there. No, it was somebody taking up a Lil Yachty. Because Lil Yachty, he had some like freestyle, and he was terrible.
Yeah, dude, man.
He was horrible.
Yeah.
And then somebody got up there taking up for him. Some y'all finna get off Lil Yachty. Don't act like King, blah, blah. And these old niggas need to move out the way.
That was Waka Flocka.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Waka Flocka got into because Lil Wayne said, I don't even know who these motherfuckers is. And then Waka Flocka started talking shit like, y'all old motherfuckers need to watch out. What you mean you don't know who they is? You know what I'm saying? All that type shit. But, you know, fuck the mumble rap and fuck all of them because they fucking suck.
Yeah, I just thought it was because I was getting old.
And you need to put this to their head and do this right now. Kill them all.
Yeah, we definitely, I refuse to say we too old, man. Even though I don't listen to nothing new. I just listen to old shit, so I guess I am old head.
Yeah.
But hell, it's for a good reason.
Really?
Hell, I remember, you know, the last thing I had to say, man, I remember I was having a conversation with somebody a while back, and it was like, all you do is listen to old people stuff, old folks stuff. And they're like, yeah, I do listen to a lot of Outkast and Tupac and all this stuff. And, you know, it's like, so who new do you like? I said, well, you know, I kind of like Drake. You know, he's nice. He's tight.
He's fine.
And then somebody said, and she was like, well, he had been out for a long time now. I said, well, that's how long it's been since I liked somebody new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how long it's been since I liked a new person.
Yeah, he considered new, but, you know, he ain't. But
nah, he's been around for a long time. Shit, the motherfucker been out for damn 10 years now.
Yeah.
But while we're on this music tip or whatever, I think Solange knows who is Beyonce's sister. Y'all know that. I'm assuming y'all do. This is the first time the two sisters had the number one album before. I mean, not necessarily at the same time, but just had the number one album.
Yeah, because Beyonce bought them all.
Beyonce bought them all.
You support them, because everybody knows Solange is a background dancer. Bitch, suck.
Hey, she getting them in Blue Ivy name and everything.
Yeah, man, come on, man. She suck. She fucking suck. And whoever don't like it, you suck too.
But, you know, I seen they acting like they didn't love Solange, like she is the new Sade or something. You know what I'm saying? Like she the new Lauryn Hill. Like she got something to say.
No, bitch. You always gonna be Beyonce's little sister. My little sister. Keep your ass in the background like you supposed to be.
The only thing I know about Solange is that's the chick that put hands on Jay-Z in the elevator.
That's all that matters.
That's all I know about her. I don't know shit else about her.
And she looked like the bitch off the TV show Girlfriend. She looked like a skinny Tracy Ellis Ross.
I don't know. I'm going to do it worse than that, man. She looked like the dude on Mad TV.
Yeah. She looked like him. That's what I'm saying. So,
I seen somebody made a meme of that, and I was like, if that show don't look like that motherfucker, I don't know who do.
Yeah. That's her.
But, you know, I don't know if her album is good. Hell, somebody can call and tell me it's good or why it's good. I shouldn't probably talk shit about it because I ain't listened to it. But, hell, I mean, shit, people talk about our show, but they heard it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't got to hear to know it's all. You ain't got to look outside and see that big old pile of shit in the yard that said don't stink, right?
Yeah, man. So, man, maybe she got a good album, but I haven't listened to it. I already know it ain't been nothing that Beyonce done already.
Hell no. Beyonce can hiccup on every track, and goddamn, it's going to be better than hers.
That's enough for Solange. We need to put a gun to her, too.
Solange, may you rest in peace.
Really, man. You was telling me something about Scottie Pippen, man. What happened with Scottie Pippen?
Oh, man, they said Future fucking Scottie Pippen's wife and made him divorce. Scottie went home and heard that mumble rap. They said Future. He thought he was in there rapping. That man was in there busting the nut.
No.
He ain't know the difference. Yep. Future is fucking Scottie Pippen's wife and they getting divorced. 4 kids and she left his ass.
Ain't no loyalty out there no more, is it?
Man, it don't matter.
People treat marriage like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, it is. And they just go right in, boyfriend, girlfriend.
I'll say, so you go find it.
Yeah. It ain't cheating till you get caught. It ain't cheating till you get caught. I always remember that.
Oh, man. You're
a Future and that fucking Scotty Pigmore, that's a legend. I mean, he should have felt a little bad, like, damn, man, you play with Michael Jordan. He over there. You know, he trying Scottie Pippen's shoes on, his jersey on.
I know he's glad that he already retired because, hell, obviously they trying to make him get a ring back. He got 6-7 rings.
Yeah.
6 rings in basketball, 1 wedding ring. He gave them back.
Yeah.
He retired so he could get them all back.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. Fuck this watch. Ain't this some shit?
I know, man.
No rappers don't give a fuck, dude.
No, man. Not at all. Not 2 fucks. Not at all.
But Tyler Scottie Pippen, he better had it iron. I wouldn't even give a damn.
See, yeah, I had the iron anyway.
He better had it iron in his pants. U16 with a small one. You better give
Let's get on our subject today, GL.
What we got today, man? What we going to talk about first?
Is it a problem if your girlfriend/wife make more money than you?
Is it a problem? We're going to say it slow for him.
Before we get started, the call-in number 215-383-5878, and you can also chat if you got it. If your phone or laptop is compatible with it, go ahead and put your 2 cents in. We're about to talk about some good shit. And if you disagree or if you agree, call in and let us know. But I'm gonna go ahead and say that subject one more time. Is it a problem if your girlfriend/wife makes more money than you? Is that a problem?
Well, see, let me tell you something. You want me to start this off?
Go ahead.
See, my side bitch make more money than my wife do. And both of them bitches make more than me. So, yes, yeah, a goddamn problem because I went to my boss last week, told him, look, motherfucker, it's getting hot, it's getting cold in this mail truck, the heat, all the air conditioning don't work in this bitch, and I need a raise. And they told me, get the fuck out of the house. So,
that sounds familiar. I think I heard that before.
Hey, you wanted to ask for a raise, told him, get out the house.
Hey, man.
Told me to get the fuck out the office. Like, that ain't shit. But yes, it is to me, yes, it is a problem if a woman makes more money than me, because I'd be damned if a bitch come tell me some shit like, I've been at work all day. Don't you supposed to have the food cooked? Bitch, I make all the bacon around this motherfucker. So yes, it's a problem.
I bring home the bacon, bitch. You better cook it.
Yeah, I bring home the and then I'm tired of all the bitch come out. What you bring to the table? I bought the table. So fuck you and that table then. I hate when they tell me that, man. I'm trying to come up. But yes, my side hoe do make more money than my wife do. So am I a pimp?
I don't know if you call it a pimp, man. I mean,
both of them make more than me. So am I winning or am I losing?
Hey, last I check, you stay fresh with the finest clothes.
The finest polo shirt that dealers got to offer. You're right.
Apparently you stay fresh some kind of way. But I think it's a problem too, man. You know, I had thought about this and I've had conversations about it before where, you know, it's like, man, yeah, I'm mature enough to be able to handle if, you know, my wife or girlfriend or whatever it may be make more money than me. But, you know, really, if you be honest with it, the more money you have, the more power you get. And then your power, your money, there's respect in the household.
Yeah.
So a woman nowadays, they don't respect you as it is.
No.
So how you think it is if they already barely respect your ass and then you ain't got no money?
You ain't shit. You ain't shit. And
they going to tell you ain't shit.
They ready to. That's what they. Let me tell you something. You think Donald Trump had that good looking woman if he ain't had no money?
Hell no.
Come on, man. It's just money. You don't want. Them women don't. Let me tell you something. Hell no, I don't want my motherfucking bitch making more than me. No.
You know what I'm saying? They quick to say you ain't shit. Oh, you broke, motherfucker. You broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you could be making $20 an hour and she can make 21. And then she's still going to hold that shit over your head.
Yeah.
She's going to hold that shit over your head. What did you do with your money?
Yeah. Because your money is the bill money.
Oh,
my money. Yep. She's going to tell you my money is my money.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, my mama did it to my daddy for 40 years.
And likewise. I didn't see her before,
too. I didn't see that, and I'm telling you. I done seen my daddy come through the house. It's payday, his head down.
He walk in the door and hand his wallet right over.
Right over.
Pay all the bills. Hey, your ass won't go on a field trip. You ain't ask mom for that money.
Hell no, man.
You can't go to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah. I want to go to the pumpkin. Nah, I don't know.
Mom,
it's payday. I don't give a damn.
Go ask your daddy.
Go ask your daddy. He ain't got shit because you got all the money. So hell
but
yeah.
But her hair laid to the side.
Yes, with the S curl. Yes. She papered up.
She got that big old hat on in church.
Yeah. My mama got the big hat on, the white purse, the white shoes, and the white stocking to match. All funds by Bunny.
But I think that it does matter, man, because, you know, unless you find your unicorn that don't hold it over your head.
Not the ugly bitch. If you got an ugly bitch,
she don't care.
She need to make more money than me. Bitch, you ugly. You got all the
you
money.
And we say all the time, you got to pay.
You got to pay.
Anybody, hey, don't. One of my things I used to say always back in the day, don't let a motherfucker overachieve on your ass.
Yeah, don't let him. Hey, you right about, don't let a bitch overachieve on you.
And if so, she got to pay.
She got to pay. Because let me tell, hey, fellas, listen to me. If your girl at home right now, she make more money than you, and she ugly, and you don't get none of that money, you lose it. You a loser. You need to repick. You need to redraft pick or something. You need to redo the schedule or something. You don't want no ugly. Can't no ugly bitch be making more money and talk down on you. So if you got an ugly bitch at home,
hey, you said something then, man.
If you got an ugly bitch at home, do not let her talk no shit to you. Say, remember, bitch, you is ugly. You supposed to be supplying, like the Fifth Ward boy say. I supply, don't you? Fuck you. What's that?
Oh man, Gio, what we got next, man? Next question. Should you be exclusive with a person you're not officially in a relationship with?
Ladies, y'all heard that. This is to y'all. Fellas, too, matter of fact. Should you break it down to them what you're trying to say? What? Because a lot of people ain't going to understand.
First of all, you know, all right, let me see if I can put it into words. Exclusive. I mean, you know, you meet somebody, you first start talking to them or whatever. Do you cut off all your, because there ain't nobody single right off bat, not fully single. You might not be official. Boyfriend, girlfriend, staff, somebody, but everybody got somebody they talking to, even if they ain't taking them serious, you know, because ain't nobody phone as dry as they make it out to be. You know what I'm saying? Hell, all these women wake up every morning with good morning text. It may not be from somebody you care about, but you get them. You know what I'm saying? It might be that dude that you using to take you out to eat every now and then, but you getting them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? you know, so once you do find somebody you kind of feeling, do you cut all them people off and, you know, during the talking stage when y'all getting to know each other? Do you cut all your side people off just to be, you know, until before y'all have the official we boyfriend, girlfriend? Because I had to think about it for a second. That's all before you have the what are we question.
Yeah.
Because that's coming.
That's coming.
When you didn't hit a couple times. You trying to keep it the way it is for as long as possible. And then after y'all done and went on a couple dates and she done gave it up to you, laid in the bed, she gonna roll over. And right before you get a chance to hit it for the third time, she gonna roll over and be like, what are we? What are we doing?
I don't know what you just did, but I just nutted.
That's not what she's talking about, though.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what you
she want to know what are we? What is our status? Are we boyfriend, girlfriend, and every dude?
Let me explain to you, bitch. You don't say that, but you be like, man, and you hit him with that. You girl, you know what this is. You don't even. Let me tell you something, ladies. A dude already know if he want to go with you after he fucks you or not. Because we didn't told our homeboy. And let me tell y'all something. This is going to be a little bit off subject, but it's on subject. Ladies, don't send no dude no naked picture if y'all ain't exclusive. Because guess what? Until I say I'm your motherfucking nigga, I'm sending the pictures to all my homeboys. You see that little freak on the back? To me, we ain't official till I say we're official.
Hey, you letting the cat out of the bag right there.
Well,
you fucking up everybody.
I'm telling you, this is 100-proof right.
It's 100-proof.
Let me tell you something.
I done seen many a nude to everybody.
Thank you.
If it ain't,
you might have seen my wife before.
Sometimes before they become your main, I done seen them.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, she, you see spinning off, I got to show it to you because I ain't told you that I gold with you yet. Gold with you. I know that ain't a word, but gold with you.
Once we become official, it don't circulate like that no more. But when y'all, you done dropped news and it's been 2 weeks, the homies done seen it.
The homies done seen it. You with them three nipples, I got to show you these three nipples.
We fucking it up for everybody right now.
Yeah, I'm showing it to you.
Hey, you know what? I ain't gonna play. Let me tell you what to do, ladies. Man, keep the news going. Snapchat me the pussy. But let me tell you what to do. Crop your head out.
Yeah.
Crop your face out. Keep them coming.
Yeah. Crop your damn face out of.
Unless you got some tattoos that everybody knows.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't know it no way.
Yeah.
So just crop your head out and keep them coming.
Yeah. Cause exactly. Because I'm going to, until I tell you we official, bitch, we ain't official. And I'm talking and keeping sideline hoes all day, every day.
No, nobody know what exclusive is anyway.
What the fuck is exclusive?
I don't know what exclusive is no more. I know what it's supposed to be, but it ain't that no more. Because even when you are, y'all both come to an agreement. That y'all both, you know, oh, that's my girl, that's my dude, that's bae. You know what I'm saying? Woman crush Wednesday, man crush Monday. You know what I'm saying? That DM, that damn inbox is on fleek. No matter what, even though, all they do is stop that. All they do is, when you become exclusive, all that means is motherfuckers stop putting that shit on your wall.
Yep.
That's all
yep.
they mean. It move from the wall to the inbox.
Yep.
That's what exclusive mean right there.
Yeah.
That's all that means. So, I mean, I when you get a little older, I mean, so I guess the question is, should you, the question is, should you be exclusive? It just depends on where you are in your life. Like, if you are ready to settle down. I mean, me personally, once you get to a certain age, it gets expensive to juggle three and four women.
That
shit get expensive as hell. I mean, around Valentine's Day, hell, by the third person, they done got one rose.
Oh.
The first person done got the rose, chocolate, you know what I'm saying? We done went to eat fondue somewhere. You know what I'm saying? The second person, we didn't went to the dollar booth.
Yeah. I automatically get sick after Thanksgiving.
So y'all gotta get sick.
I'm automatically sticking in the motherfucker after Thanksgiving because Christmas coming. I pick a fight. You pick a fight during Christmas. Pick a fight. Pick a fight with your ass.
Yeah. You know, you can tell who main. You can tell who the main chick is, anyways, by who gets the day. On Valentine's Day, who gets the 14th? If your day is the 13th, you ain't the main chick.
And
if your day the 15th, you ain't the main chick.
And let me tell you something. Y'all don't think I'm crazy. And you, the man, got two side bitches. You going to take care of the side bitch one the day before. If you that bitch that he took you out on the 15th, you last on the totem pole. I just want you to know. Because that means he went and bought all that shit that was in Walmart at 75% off.
Oh, shit.
So you,
I didn't think about this.
Yeah, you is in the last place. Because the man used to have, when you was a player like me, you just can't eat that. You can't, like I told you last week, women is like a piece of meat. Your ass don't go to Popeyes and just buy chicken. You got to have a biscuit. You got to have a jambalaya too. And red beans and rice. But the main important piece is this goddamn chicken. So what you do, if you on the 13th, you important. You on the 15th, you ain't shit, and your pussy probably ain't shitty.
It ain't filet mignon.
Dude. It ain't filet mignon.
That shit sounds meat.
That sounds meat. If we see you on the 15th, you ain't shit. If I done fucked somebody up today, oh well.
You exposing everybody up.
I'm exposing it all.
Oh man, that's crazy right there. You know what I miss, GL, man? I wish when you just got me reminiscing about all these gifts you buy. You had to buy back and then you got multiple chicks, man. Damn, I miss when you had the purse for the low.
Man, yes. The great days, the good old days, man. I like
that shit get expensive, bro.
It do.
Like you start cutting all your extra chicks off just because it costs too much.
Yeah.
Like, hey man, hey. Unless you got somebody that don't mind it, that shit coming on the 15th.
You got a few that's with them. That's usually the ugly one. You know what I mean?
But you know, we talking about how we do. The ones that don't care, you know what? It's a mutual thing because that you might be their side person.
Yeah.
Cause yeah. it's exclusivity. I think I said it right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have an English degree. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't got no degree. I can't even tell the degrees outside.
400 degrees like juvenile.
Yeah,
but.
That's the only degree I know.
But you know, nobody has both y'all side, each other's side person. Whether you know about
that's
it, or don't
the
know about
best
it.
Way to be in life.
Well, then why be fierce with anybody?
You got to. Insurance. You got to leave something. That's the best way to be is a swing.
You think so?
I think that's the best way to be.
Do you think that you should have a, how can I put it? You should have a...
I think your wife should have a girlfriend. See, my wife needs to have a girlfriend. She can't handle me and let me have a girlfriend. And all of them can be on xnxx.com together.
You said that she should have a separate girlfriend. And you should have another girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, but they're not the same person, right?
No.
Okay. So.
But when I want to come hit both of them, I can.
So you'll be hitting three women.
That's enough.
That's enough.
I got a chicken. I got the biscuit. And I got the red bean and rice.
You know how
I ain't saying all at the same time because ain't nobody got that much nuts. But I'm just saying. You know, someday, you can't tell me, you know, sometimes you don't look at your girl and be like, I'm tired of looking at you.
I mean, that's what, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to say that, but I put your side.
You just cut the lights off and imagine if somebody did. You cut the light off.
Oh, Holly.
Yeah. Like, who are you talking about? Oh, that's about the Brazilian princess.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But what we got, what we moving on to now, GL, man?
Quotes, quote on it. Yes, go ahead and. It's not okay to cut people off until you say your girlfriend or boyfriend keep all your niggas bitches and niggas keep all your hoes. Then that's just real. Until y'all say we exclusive, we go together, do what you want to do. And if the other person get mad,
let me open the floor back up again. So if you do, when that comes up, because I think we too smart for it now to know to think that you're the only person. So. If you think you're exclusive, I mean, no. If y'all not official, but you find out she got dudes she's still talking to, do you get mad or do you care at all? I think we're too smart to think that we don't appreciate the person now. So
but,
I guess this is when you were younger,
well,
I guess.
Yeah.
Before you knew better.
Yeah, because you know when you're the only person.
How you know?
Because you be on the phone and shit with them all the time and yeah. You know that person every move because y'all exclusive. Because if you got to ask a motherfucker, are we exclusive or not, 9 times 10, you ain't. Because you know I already told that person, we go together. And I told my wife, I said, look, bitch.
You ain't say that.
Yes, I did. I said, look, I looked right in her cock. I said, look, bitch, we together. I catch y'all with anybody now. Whoop your ass.
So you told her right from jail.
Right from jail. And we've been there together ever since. Everything go real. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't know, man. It's just hard when it comes to that because I know people. I know I got homeboys and people I'm cool with. They man, every person they talk to is their main chick. Like,
yeah.
How long, like, you exclusive with all of them?
Yeah, you got some niggas like that. You got some low down dudes that
and fight you over them.
Teresa, your girl. Ebony, your one. Lucretia.
Main
chick. You can't
fight over all of them. Ain't your main.
You can't find out all of them. Which one is it? Which one can I have? Shaf, I'm only giving you two women that I can't pluck. After two, all bets off. I ain't telling you nothing or who else. After two, I'm going to give you two. I ain't going to smash her. After that, you ain't got to call me after certain two. You know you can't touch.
Yeah, man. Like, I just don't see how people do that. And it's common. It's not just one person. It's quite a few dudes that do that. I don't know how women act when it comes to that. Like, I really don't know. Do y'all...
Ladies, that's a good question. Ladies, do y'all care if y'all...
Why do y'all ask when y'all find out if y'all... The dude that you talking to is talking to somebody else? Like, how do y'all act? Do y'all care if y'all not exclusive? Or does that break everything off? Like, well, that's the end of it. Hell, I found out he was talking to other people. But y'all ain't exclusive. Do you get mad?
Or do you quit talking to him?
You quit talking to him like, well, we wasn't officially together yet.
That's a good question. We won't ever know.
I guess we won't ever know.
We'll go on to this, get on to this last subject, I guess, then, Shaq. I would like to know. I wish somebody called and tell me something.
Okay. Well, question is, how many kids is too many to bring to the table in a new relationship?
In a new?
Yeah, a new relationship.
In a new relationship.
You meet Tiffany, and she has 3 kids already. Like, does it matter?
Hell yeah, it matters. It don't matter if you're over the age of 40.
Over 40?
If you're over 40, she can have 20. It don't even goddamn matter, because that pussy got plenty of miles on it.
So you said because the kids are old.
Yeah.
So the kids have to be older.
Kids got to be older. Let me tell you something. I ain't finna take no bitch serious that got 4 kids by 4 different niggas and all of them 4 years old. How the fuck did you get pregnant 4 times by 4 different men and say all your kids 4, bitch?
I think it depends on, like you said, how many different baby dads they have. Like, I mean, if let's just say you got 6 kids. Let's say you got 6 and only 2 baby daddies. That ain't too bad, depending on how old they are. Like, if you had to come in and play daddy and you
said, they better be triplets.
And you put...
you had 2 sets of triplets. Oh, I understand.
Yeah. Because that means you ain't been pregnant that many times or whatever. And, you know, yeah, I get that part. But if you come in and it's expected that I'm putting 6 kids through college, we got a problem.
We got a Houston? Burger. We got a fucking problem.
You know, shout out to the people that do it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to take care of a kid or 2 that ain't yours. Just depending on, you know what I'm saying, your maturity level. And just, honestly, what kind of drama the baby daddy brings.
Yeah.
That's major. You know what I'm saying? What kind of problems you got with the baby daddy? You know what I'm saying?
Can I come up and shake your baby daddy hand and he ain't looking upside my head because he know my dick in your mouth? You get what I'm saying? So I need to know, you know, what's this relationship that he know that, you know, like I said, you gonna suck on my dick and go kiss his son goodnight. I just need to know these type of things. Is he gonna be all right with that?
We just had, a couple of shows back, we had somebody that chimed in and was like, we had the stepchild thing or whatever, where they don't like you, you know, talking to their kid and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, man, like, we gotta coexist. If you didn't gave that girl up, you didn't gave her up. I mean, she ain't, the child is yours forever, but the chick ain't.
and she ain't.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She's not, you know, whatever. So it kind of just depends on, like I said, it just depends on what kind of problems you're going to have with the baby daddy or daddy. So that makes it a lot easier to deal with a woman that got multiple children, you know, when you first meet them.
Yeah.
You know, I'll show you a short story. I was dating this girl some years back or whatever, and she, you know, only had 1 kid. And, you know, we had just started talking, and, like, within, you know, getting to know her within a couple of weeks, you know, I found out her baby dad's putting hands on her and all kind of stuff like that. And, you know, I've known her like 2 weeks and she's on some like, so what you gonna do? I'm like, what do you mean what I'm gonna do?
Go get you some fucking ice for your black ass.
I'm like, you know, so she, you know, I'd only, you know, been with her a couple times and, you know, she called me crying to myself, he didn't hit me. And I'm just like, did you call the police?
See, what you do is you get in your car, you crank it up, and you get out of there as fast as you can. Don't go to back road because he might catch you.
So, I mean, ladies, am I obligated to help you? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's in my face, that's different.
I ain't gonna
let them, you know, knock your ass out if you in my presence. But if I'm in my bed asleep, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for you to come over to the house. And you late, and I call you. You talk about something. I'm trying to come. He put hands on me.
you start doing the phone breaking up, and you just hang up the phone and don't answer till the morning, man. I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know how my battery died. You know,
you know, T-Mobile be tripping in the country.
Oh man, I just don't. I don't think it had nothing to do with being weak. But I mean, I didn't ask some type of problem. You know what I'm saying? That's who you made a baby with. You made a baby with Ray Rice.
Yeah.
You made a baby with O.J. Simpson.
You did.
You know what I'm saying? And you ain't finna give me Ron Goldman. You ain't finna give me Slice and Dice. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's what you had going on before me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if we didn't been together for some time and then he didn't came to y'all kind of crooked, you know, I ain't finna let him, you know what I'm saying, do nothing in my presence. But if you didn't came, if you brought that to the table, I believe that's a deal breaker. If your baby daddy crazy, I ain't signing up for them type of problems. No. And plus, even if, I mean, and let me spin it this way. If whatever you got between your legs is making a nigga beat you up to not let you go, I don't know if I want it. They didn't put a root on your ass.
Yeah.
A root.
You got some spoon of sugar down there.
Put a root on you.
Man, but I you're right. It's more of how many kids is too many. You ask me anything with over three, for me, it's too goddamn many. Especially if it's three with three different men, definitely too many for me. And I ain't even trying to be funny. That's no disrespect to, you know, because I know I got a couple of homegirls, you know, with six or seven kids that, you know, I done had relations with that I just couldn't, you know, do. So
we got somebody who want to speak on the subject. Once I let you in, go ahead and say your name, where you're from, and, you know, speak your mind. Welcome, caller. What's your name? Where you from?
My name Q. I'm from Huntsville. What's poppin'?
What's up, Q? What you got to share with us today?
What's up, brother?
Man, I just tuned in. Man, what y'all fools talking about tonight, man? I'm late to the show today.
Oh, man, we didn't talk about it at all, man. The most recent thing, we were just talking about how many kids is too many to bring to the table in a new relationship.
Oof. Shit. I guess it just depends. I don't know. Some of these hoes, they behind a lot of miles on them.
That's what we said. Me personally, Q, I say any bitch that got over three kids, over three, especially by three, me not having any kids, and you got over three, especially by three different men, I can't fuck with you. I can't dirt. That's too many.
Yeah, three may be pushing it. It's kind of like playing spades. It's some one of them kids, she ain't gonna know who the dad is. You already know how me and you already know the deal, how they go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe let's say, like, if she got five kids and they all got the same dad, that may be a little bit different.
I can deal with that.
But if you got three kids and they all got different dads, one of them kids, you probably not gonna know who the father is. You're gonna try to put it on somebody. And we already know how I know about that, so
yeah. We know.
You know, what about this, Q? So does it matter, like let's just say she do bring three plus kids. So if the dude come in with three, that make it all good, right?
So it's kind of double standard, but the thing is with the guys, most of the time our kids don't live with us, though.
That's
so
true.
It's a little bit different. You got three damn kids, man, and I think three will probably be my limit, too.
That's me.
It's depending on the scenario. It's a double standard like hell.
I don't give a fuck if you got four by the same nigga. I can't do it. You better have them four.
They got to be about 18, about to get the fuck up out of the house.
Exactly.
Exactly. But that's that's what we were just talking about, Q, man. I appreciate you calling in. Anything else you want to share before we let you get up out of here?
Hey, y'all boys keep doing y'all thing, man. Love y'all. I'll hit y'all up next Sunday or something.
All right, do that. Thanks for calling, Q, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too, bro. Peace.
Yep. All right, Q, man. I appreciate Q calling in and dropping a little bit of knowledge with us, man, a different point of view. So GL, man, what else do we have left, man? What have you other than, you know, your current, did you dated somebody with a kid before? Have you?
No, be real with you, like I say on the show, I only really had two relationships my whole life for real, for that I count.
That counted.
Because if I ain't never said that I was just really with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really have two relationships, and one of them had a kid and one did. You get what I'm saying? And I got treated worse by the bitch that didn't have no kid.
Yeah, because they feel like they got, well, I mean, they do. They got options like that. You know, I know from experience, man, you get you a nice, fine babe, whether she red bone or dark skin. It's always dudes out there trying to pump them up, and what you want to do, the next one will.
Yeah.
So, and they have that mentality. They know it. They know they do.
One thing about a woman that do got a kid, man, you get fools now. Like, usually after a woman that had a child, though, usually they more mellow than a woman. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to hate, but usually they more, you know, calmer. You to me, I can trust a bitch better for real if she don't got nothing, if she do got kids.
Yeah, because she should have some kind of responsibility and some, she should slow it down. I ain't saying that she got to be a homebody from that point on. But it should slow them down a little bit. You got to I hope you worry about what your kid doing from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't, grandma can't keep on taking care of your kid.
The whole year. And then you don't let grandma claim the kid, but grandma got the kid.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it is getting close to tax time.
Ooh, I'm looking for them fat holes right now. I will be, listen, all my listeners in the project that I told y'all about when I was on the route Tuesday, I'm looking at you, big girl.
Hey, I worked 40 hours a week all year. So, you know what I'm saying? You get your full TurboTax with me.
Yeah.
Full TurboTax.
I'm looking for you, mama. I'm looking for you. I need
you. Oh, man. I think that's as we get ready to wrap this show up, I want to thank all the people who've been riding with us since the beginning, man. This is the seventh show.
Seventh show, man. 7 weeks, bro. We're moving this thing like goddamn NFL season.
I think we're getting better every show, man. And everybody who listen to this, tell the person next to you, the next person, man. I'm trying to join the Illuminati sometime before the end of next year.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know. I mean, I don't want to have to build a GoFundMe page. You know what I'm saying?
But I will. I will, because we're trying to get big microphones and all this pyrotechnics and all this shit up in here. I want to say, man, you sent me some on Facebook, like, about some comedy shit.
Yeah.
I will be, listen, I'm going to check this comedy spot out. I think, was it Wednesday you told?
I think so.
I think I'm going to go this Wednesday and I'm going to check it out. It's somewhere downtown. I know some. My little white homegirl Kate told me it was the Cracker Corner or something like that.
The Cracker Corner.
Something like that downtown, the Cracker Corner. I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? But anywho, I'm going to go in there, check them out, and make sure it's okay for me to wear my Black Lives Matter shirt in there. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just fucking with y'all. But listen, like, I'm going to go check it out. So within the next 2 weeks, y'all will be able to, you know, come see me live, because I'm a fool with it now. I'm a fool. You don't know me. I'm the type of nigga that'll knock on your door naked and run. I'm a fool. Crazy. I don't know what the fuck I'm about to say. I don't know.
Hey, man. All advice I can give to our listeners, man, y'all try to do right by the next person next to you. Be a little bit more like Tim Tebow.
Yeah. Yeah, pray for me.
be
and wake me up. Y'all see that? You forgot to say that.
I know. I should have said something about the you know, beginning of the show, but about these folks fooling on the chat.
The chat live too, said they ain't letting my black ass in. You right. That's Sammy T. It ain't that Sammy T. I won't get Sammy T the nickel.
As much, hey, we should own stock in as much times we didn't try to get in there and ain't let Sammy. Hey, we should have been filed a lawsuit against them.
Nah, yeah.
How are they still standing? All these black clubs get shut down. In 2 weeks, Sammy T is still going strong.
Sammy T is still going strong. Who the fuck is Sammy T? I've been looking for this motherfucker since forever and a day. Who the fuck is Sammy T?
I don't know, but he the worst at profiling.
Oh, yeah.
Man, let me let these fools go, man. I appreciate y'all listening today, man. Y'all tune in with us next week, Sunday, 6 p.m., 100 Proof Radio. Tell a friend and, you know, fuck with your boy.
Peace.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Dylan.
You can hate me now.
QB.
But I won't stop.
Real niggas,
cause I can't stop now.
Brave heart,
you can hate me now.
Come on,
but I won't stop now. Cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now.
You don't give a fuck.
You can hate me now.
Do it now.
Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Don't hate me. Hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy. Ice that I wear.